wait on Mr. Williamson to come back. Next case.
Case number 12957, Dennis Batters, seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located west of Bowman Road. The 911 address is 31888 Bowman Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 17, Parcel 7.11. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed pole building. We have 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
What, sir?
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Name, Dennis Batters, 3188 Bowman Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Are you testifying as well, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you state your name and address?
I have a hard time hearing, sir.
That's fine.
Speak up.
It's me.
Okay.
Sherry Batters, 3188 Bowman Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. Well, we want to put a building up, and it's not going to be any wider than our existing driveway that's there. And on the plan, I don't know if it's used now that, they turned the building so it would be straight off the side. Yeah, right. Like, that's going to be the same distance between here to here that it is in the back. Okay, they turned the building a little bit, so it's going to stay that's more or less.
We wanted it off of the driveway so that when we back our camper in, it can just go right into a garage.
Because if we go to the other side of the house, we have a reserve septic system area over there, and we don't want to disturb that.
We just bought this property in September of 23.
And we were told we should be able to put a building there, no problem. So, and we were told a whole lot of stuff that we found out wasn't true.
But the main thing is, I can't stand all this camper, tractor, mower, everything sitting outside and weeds growing up all around it.
And we want to We've always kept our stuff inside at our other house, and we want to keep it inside here if possible.
And for storage too.
And for storage, we have no storage.
We had a basement before, and now we don't have a basement. So,
did you think about all that stuff before you bought?
Well,
we just loved the house and the area.
And the people told us you should be able to put a pole barn here, no problem. So.
Is that concluded? Is that your presentation?
Yeah, she's reading. She had a bunch of stuff written down. But the building's not going to be any wider than the driveway. The driveway itself is only 5 feet off the property line. At the back part there, right where you come in, right in front of the house. And that's only 5 foot off the property line.
And there's an orchard in the back.
There's an orchard in back of that shed. Our septic system now is back of that shed.
See that?
Is that the well sort of like dead center of the backyard? Off the back, I'm just looking at that aerial view and it looks like a...
Where the well is.
Almost looks like a...
The well.
Oh, the well's in front.
Yeah. Well's in front.
It's in front of the house. It's...
There between those two trees.
It's flower
right
bed.
In this area right off the front porch.
Then a flower bed.
Hmm. So it is.
Questions from the board?
So, if I may, Mr. Batters, if the purpose of the building is to store equipment, tractors,
camper.
Okay, so the camper is your real issue, isn't it? Because you want to bring it down off the driveway and
put it inside.
And if it weren't for the camper, you could put that building in a different location.
Well, then we would have to put another driveway in on the other side of the house.
I wasn't making that suggestion. I'm trying to understand if there are ways for you to have a building and be inside the building retention line, but it seems from the way you've described it that one of the matters is the camper.
Yes.
Okay.
We dearly love our camper.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So.
Have you given any thought to taking that proposed building and putting it behind your home? And
that's where the sewer is.
But be how far behind the home?
The existing sewer is right here. It's 1, 2, 3 tanks, and then pump from here out back of this shed.
Ground's not very good out there.
I don't want to go too close to the sewer tanks.
As we did, we had it, what the builder, whatever he is, did move it over, but then it goes behind that part of the house.
Have you talked to your neighbors about what you're proposing?
Two neighbors.
Yeah, I've talked to two neighbors.
We just moved there, so we
one of them sitting right here behind us, Mr. Al Meltzer, and I talked to him. His property is the closest to us. It butts right up to mine. He told me that as long as I build it on my property, he ain't got a problem with it. So.
And then Cody.
And then the neighbor across the street, he said he has no problem with it.
Are you saying that the septic field is back behind that shed?
Yeah.
Okay.
The drain field is, yeah.
Okay. And tell me about that. That is an unusual looking shed. What is it?
Well, it's not much. it's a shed. I think, the people that had this, built this house, were Mennonites, okay? And they did their canning out there in that building. They canned their.
So it's like a little office kitchen area
kitchen
on the right.
On the right side of it, and a garage over on the left. But a little garage, not much.
Okay. So you've got a little bit of storage there, but not nearly enough.
I can't get my camper in there.
Okay.
Or my tractor.
The building is 26 feet wide. Is your camper going to use like half of that, like one side of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your truck.
Because I got a pickup truck that pulls the camper. I'm going to put it in front of it.
Okay, so you want to be able to back the entire everything into that?
Yes.
Completely back into it?
Yes.
But you're going to be back into one side of it?
Yes, sir.
And then the other side you can use for storage.
Tractors and storage, yeah.
Okay. Is there any reason it couldn't be moved a little bit more so part of it's behind your house?
It would be hard to get into it. Harder to get into it. It's going to put it on an angle. I mean, we moved the building instead of having it straight back. We turned it to go with the line because the property line runs on an angle. Mm-hmm. And that's... I'll be able to get it in there, but it's
okay. It's cutting it close, in other words.
Yeah.
I took it as much as I could.
So the house, it appears that you've got an angled property line, but the house doesn't really match that angle.
No.
Okay, and so the driveway doesn't match that angle.
No.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Short.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If
Did you look at a smaller pole building that would have less square footage that would fit your camper in that location?
No, I did, but then I wouldn't have no room for storage for the rest of my stuff.
Well, it seems to me that you need this in a similar location here for the camper, right? But for your other storage items, would they have to be in that location, or could they be elsewhere on the property?
Wait a minute, what do you mean on the, just sitting out somewhere?
If you had if you had a 600 square foot shed, mm-hmm. you can be 5 feet from the property line, right, Ms. Norwood?
That's correct.
So if you reduce the size of this thing such that it was 600
square feet,
okay. And how wide would it need to be to fit the camper?
Foot.
Okay. So if you did
at least 10
if
foot.
You did 13 feet by, I'll look at Mr. Warfel since he's the draftsman, but I would think that you'd be able to fit a camper in a building that would be 600 square feet or less, and you would be able to have it in this approximate location. But the size is what matters.
How deep is your camper?
35 feet. It's actually 36 feet from tongue to the
mobile. You could do a 600 square foot building for the camper. You wouldn't also get your truck in it, but you could get your camper in it.
And I wanted to put all my, put my vehicles in there and my mowers. I have a tractor and a mower.
Okay, so you hadn't said anything about vehicles. You just said the RV and the tractors
and
mowers.
Which,
truck, yes. Okay, so this is a little different use than. Is there currently a garage to the dwelling as well?
Two-car garage on the end.
Two-car garage on the end.
Right where the driveway is.
Is that?
It's too small to put my truck in.
Okay.
People designed this thing, didn't build things high enough or wide or long enough.
You got the same problem I have, sir. You got too much stuff. Same problem I got.
Yeah.
We're still unpacking. Believe me.
Yeah.
And I presume you would not want to have this in front of the house for some reason.
In front of the house?
Oh, jeez.
She didn't want it in front of her house. No.
I like to look out. That's why I have windows all over the house.
Is the rear of your property, I see there's a wire fence back there.
Yeah, it's an orchard back there.
Okay, so it's an orchard, it's not wetlands, it's just.
Peach orchard.
Okay. That was planted by a prior owner, I presume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You should be about to pick them here soon. All right, I have no further questions.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? You can come forward and be sworn in.
My name is Al Melson. My address is 3300 Bowman Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
I'll have you folks also, can you state your name and address for the record? Okay, and do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Floor is yours. You may proceed. You may proceed, sir.
Okay. I don't want to deviate from the 15 feet from my property line. I want to keep it where it's supposed to be. I just don't want to come back any further. That's basically all I have to say about that.
So basically, the property's not going to stay the way it is. My sister and I are both going to be putting homes, and where the variance is going to be on that particular piece of property is a cleared area. And so most likely we will be building there. We don't know what that's going to look like. It's going to be 1 to 3 years or so. So that's really why I don't mind him building the building. We just want him to stay in the legal setbacks of the 15 feet.
Could you go up there and reference the property that's yours that you're talking about, please? And you can go up there and point.
And you might have to help me with this. Okay. Where is Denny's house on here? My neighbor's. That's mine.
No, that's
Denny's. That's my building.
This is Dennis's property.
Where's Dennis's? Over here?
This whole thing highlighted in yellow.
Okay, I have a road that runs through the property.
And they can zoom out a little bit if they need to. Oh, great.
I don't know if that's the road or not.
This is your property.
Okay, where's Denny's house? Oh,
right,
yes.
Here.
Right here? It's a road running right across, right through here.
Correct.
And that's a quite a sizable building. I mean, you're talking about 52 feet that would be parallel to the road. And that road runs from one road to the other, sort of right away from me. And I maintain that road. So my feeling is 15 feet, you know, that's fine with me. I mean, he's a good man, he's a good neighbor, good guy. But I just don't want to come back any further. That's pretty much all I have to say about it. I mean, that's it. I mean,
especially if we build on that property and then it interferes with our setbacks.
Yeah,
in the
but
future,
the property that my daughter's
like
talking about is just about would be parallel to where Denny wants to put his building. It'd be on that lot on the end, towards his, next to his house, but it'll be on that driveway that I own that, like I say, going through. I just don't want to deviate on, I guess we would call it a right of way, going through the property. That's why I have a farmhouse I bought on the end of that property to give me the full right-of-way to go through it in case probably maybe it could be developed or they could put homes on there for them and their grandkids.
You do not own the piece up front. As you pull in that driveway, you don't own the piece to the left.
Yes. Yes, I own all that.
From the road all the way back,
sir.
You own it.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. He owns all that property, yeah.
Okay. I understand now.
But like I said, I got no problem with Denny. He's a good man. Don't want no hard feelings. I don't think there'll be.
So you own 7.01 and 7.09.
Yeah, I got three deeds, three lots or three parcels. Or
it's like 30 acres. 30.
And that's
30 some acres.
And that road's the access to get back to 7.09 there.
Yeah.
It goes from Bowman to Line Road.
Okay.
It goes right through there. But the state of Maryland, they maintain the right-of-way on the other end. I just think, you know, being that close to me I just think it's a little, I just don't agree with it.
I understand. Questions from the board, anything?
Okay, a couple of questions. Okay, so that service road you have there, currently you're the only one using it?
Well, I have a farmhouse.
Can you come over to the microphone so
we
can get...
I'm sorry, Dad. Come here.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I have a farmhouse on the other end, which comes out the Line Road, and she uses that. It's a private road. But it could be, there could be a, you know, like a paved road put through there.
Okay.
If I ever decide to develop the property, or if they decide to develop the property. I mean, I'm
so
not
you're thinking about the possibility of future development?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Possibility.
Safer.
I mean, I'm not going
to
be here forever. I know that, but, you know.
Okay. As far as building your homes, where were you thinking you would be wanting to build your homes?
Well, we haven't locked it in stone. That's why I said, but
more than likely, it would be the cleared lots that are
the road.
Butting up
on,
that.
Yeah, on
closer
road.
To closer to Bowman Road.
Yes, sir.
Where there's
okay.
We wouldn't have to clear any of the trees. It's already.
But that wouldn't get rid of the service road. That service road would still be there, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That road's not going anywhere. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the road is something unique about this situation. We don't typically see properties with these service roads.
Well, see what happened, sir, was the guy that I bought the farmhouse from. he owned half the right-of-way, and I owned the other half. So when he passed away, I had a chance to buy that mainly for the right-of-way, to give me the all-way-through prop, you know, better.
Sure.
More valuable. So I bought that, and I kind of want to hang on to that, you know.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to come up and rebut that?
Yes.
You're more than welcome to.
We understand how close it will be there, but there won't be any thing that you can't see around it. That house that would go there would still be able to see past our front.
Anything else? Any questions?
Because it's going to be well in the back of our house. It's going to be
at the end of the driveway.
At the end of the driveway. Yep. And the building is going to be in back of my house, not out front. Like everybody. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else from the board?
So what was the square footage on the building that could be 5 feet within the setback?
You can have an accessory building that's 600 square feet within 5 feet of the property line.
Okay, thank you.
What they're proposing is one that's 52 by yep. 26, so I'm guessing that's about 1,300 square feet, if I had to guess.
1,352.
You didn't even need a calculator for that.
Anything else? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12957 for Mr. Dennis Batters and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12957 for Dennis Batters for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The exceptional practical difficulties created by the applicant and not by the uniqueness of the property. I'll note that it's my opinion that this property can be developed in strict conformity by building two separate buildings. They can still build a building in compliance with the 15-foot setback and have a building large enough for their camper and their truck. The difficulty is created by the applicant because it's created by a want and not a need. And it is not the minimum necessary to afford relief because they can build in compliance.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Voting aye. Again, that's over 2 acres. I do feel like there's a spot for something that they could that.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is denied.